Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kishe Shliach Tzibur Omer Yisbarach Kol HaMonim Amen V'chin Kishe Omer Brichu V'chin Kishe Omer V'imru Amen. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when the Chazan says Yisbarach, Brichu, and V'imru Amen, the Tzibur must respond Amen. The Ramah says, V'lo Nohagu Lomar Amen Achar Yisbarach V'lo Achar Brichu. We, our minhag is not to say Amen after Yisbarach or Brichu. V'lo Yasek Bein Brichu Le'ilah Mikol Berchasa. We also don't pause between Brichu and Le'ilah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis tells us, Achar Yisbarach, Aval Achar Yisgadel V'Yisgadeh Shmei Rabbah, Haminhag Lanos Amen. Our minhag is to respond Amen after Yisgadel V'Yisgadeh Shmei Rabbah. Ufela L'Shulchan Aruch Shel Hetek Amen Hazeh Asher Hu Mevur B'Rambam V'Hatiko B'Veis Yosef. It's difficult why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't reference this Amen. Achar Brichu, Yesh Shetawim, there are those who make the mistake. Shabashar Shahashilach Tibur Omer Brichu Onim Gam Hin Tevoselu Brichu Le'ila Vizeh Vadai Chirifu. Says that people think when the Chazan says Brichu, they say Brichu Le'ila. Brichu Le'ila is a form of blasphemy. The Mashma Dimizbarich Rak Le'ila Velo Lisatach Asushon, because it implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only blessed Le'ila in the next world, but not in this world. Ela Yishlam Lomer Gam Mikol Berchasa Oshim Rak Brichu Kiminagin. Either they should say Brichu Le'ila Mikol Berchasa, or just what we do, just say Brichu. V'lo Yafsek Ayim Mishari Tshuva Shehivi Himisefer HaKavanus Muchach Lehefech. In the Arizal, it's the opposite. It says the Sevas Brichu Mechubar Al Tevas Dikudsha. The words Brichu are connected to the word Dikudsha. V'achagach Yish Hefsek Tzas Kemo Esnachta V'shuv Maschil Le'ila. Then there's a slight pause. Klomar She Yisparach V'yishtabach Shemosho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'ila V'chin Hiskim V'er HaGra, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is exalted above all else. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.